is in the know for Wednesday, January 10th, the 10th day of 2018. There are 355 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we'll update you on some of the latest news headlines. We'll have today's episode of As Frankfurt Turns. Also, some other legislative things that are going on that should be on your horizon and you paying attention to. We've also got some of the latest entertainment news, how parenting around the world is done. We'll do that. And perhaps we might give you a shot at some Harlem Globetrotters tickets. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling in to my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's me. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm actually really, really good.
That's good. Must have gotten a lot of rest.
I did.
You're back to normal, so to speak.
Yeah, pretty much.
As normal as you might get.
Yes.
Want to tip you off to something that might be happening in 2018 that you'll need to know about.
Okay.
You like pickles, yes?
I do like pickles.
Here's a pickle prediction. They're not just for hamburgers anymore. Expect to see them on fancy restaurant menus in 2018. Artisan pickles are becoming a thing. So you get all the different varieties and the different types
cool.
of pickles. That sounds like fun, right?
Yeah.
She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year.
Oh,
she's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. I'd like to welcome you back. You were absent yesterday. You were on assignment. Tracking down more answers to varying questions that I have.
Okay.
But you did miss show 1500.
I did.
Yeah. So you're sort of in trouble for missing a milestone. It's not that we didn't enjoy having very special agent Natalie Tall here.
Yes.
But I guess it is apropos because we did manage. It would have been premature to celebrate 1,500 episodes had we been canceled during the 1,500th.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can say, solid body of work, 1,500 in the book.
Good.
Time to retire.
Okay. All right. I'm going to need my watch first.
time to move. Yeah, what do you get for 1,500?
I think a Rolex. You get on that.
No, I think it's a Rolodex.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's Rolo.
You're much more likely to get a Rolodex than a Rolex, I'm just saying. Something that is out in the community today that you might have already seen. I know both of you have seen it. Misty, you got to see it over the holidays. But a recap or an archive of the project that we got to participate in with Bell Brands just before the big year ender. You know, we were on the road there Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to go out in the various schools. We were at Lawler Elementary School one day, Wilkie Elementary School. So now there's a full recap report video mm-hmm. out there of that impact in the schools. So what did you think when you saw the video?
Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very well done. Of course, I look at the quality of work because that's the vantage point I'm looking from.
Yeah.
But the story itself is amazing, and I think it's exactly what there's a group of people, a large group of people, looking to change the climate of Grayson County in various different ways. And I think Bell Cheese is nailing it and doesn't even know that this group of people are gathering looking for a 2020 vision plan.
Right.
So it's very exciting to see these huge projects come to fruition. Because I sat on the side of that planning mm-hmm. committee.
Did you have a favorite part of the video that you saw?
I loved it all. Of course, you know me. I love kids.
Right.
So the kids' parts are my favorites.
Mm-hmm. My favorite.
The teacher's crying.
Yeah,
that was good,
yeah,
right?
That's true. My favorite part was the laughing cow.
Absolutely. He was the best part of our day that day.
Well, I mean, the laughing cow. Look, I was given the laughing cow grief that day, but it was clear that the laughing cow was doing the work, walking the walk and talking the talk,
yep.
pulling the school supplies into the, you know, and getting the kids fired up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked seeing was the getting the kids all charged up because, you know, I like to spin kids like a top and then walk away and just let other people, other people deal with their, exuberance,
yes.
I guess, of that. So, and a lot of positive comments too and people saying,
good.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw one comment that I really didn't like.
Yeah.
I had one comment that I had to exercise some restraint on.
Yeah.
You know, when people borderline into lack of gratitude, that'll get me in a big hurry. But
I haven't been on to read them yet.
There, I saw that the National Bell Brands Twitter page had published a condensed version of it. So it's like the video is like 6 minutes. They've got like a 60-second version that's out there that got tweeted out. Like, Miss a Worldwide. What's going on? What else to tell you about today? Let's get into some of the latest news headlines. Over the weekend, Saturday evening at 8 o'clock, the Cave City Police Department got a complaint about a Chevy truck traveling in a reckless manner on Dixie Highway. And authorities observed in the area the vehicle pulling out of the Star Motel parking lot and drive across the center line on Louisville Road. Upon stopping the truck, police made contact with the driver, Calvin Dennis of Litchfield. Officers noticed Dennis had extremely slurred speech and slumped appearance and slow, deliberate movements. He was arrested and charged with DUI, which is a second such offense, and careless driving. He was lodged in Barron County. Since been released, but 2 years ago, we're in August of 2016, he was arrested on a DUI charge in Edmondson County. You may remember this after dragging his dog behind his truck for 15 to 20 miles. Do you remember a little bit of that story? Yeah, same.
Why is he driving?
Same alleged perpetrator that are there.
I thought we sent him to Tennessee, D.C.
Here's the, hadn't punched his ticket yet. Didn't get on the bus. As Frankfurt turns. Are you ready?
Okay, get so cool music.
Through the sands of time.
Yes.
As Frankfurt turns.
The worst phrase.
Days of our state.
All right. So, you surely have been following along with the Hoover saga. He resigned his post. Now, you weren't here yesterday, so we didn't get to talk about some of the latest. But he resigned his leadership post, had about a 20-minute grandstanding speech, like recapped it all.
I think the pits of hell were thrown in there, right?
The pits of hell were discussed. the governor sort of now is like, huh? You know, we'll get to the governor's part in a moment. But then he did vow he was going to sit on the back row, right? And he was going to make enough noise that they were all going to be sorry. So yesterday,
I throw the best tantrums ever.
He tried to force a vote on a change to House rules that could make it more difficult for lawmakers to discipline each other. So basically, he's wanting to say this. If lawmakers seek expulsion of another lawmaker and they are unsuccessful, then the accuser must pay the costs incurred by the lawmaker accused of misconduct.
I'm not totally against that.
I'm not totally against it either.
Sure.
I kind of like this idea. You know, I hate the litigious society that we live in. So I'm thinking, well, okay, is there a solution in there somewhere? Coming from him, it sounds a little sour grapes. But if you had brought this to me on a normal basis, like completely without context, and said, what would you think about the idea that blah, 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 blah? I think I like that idea.
Sure.
It might cause people to measure three times and cut once before going in, before choosing a course. But House Speaker David Osborne ruled the House would vote on the proposal, but later ruled the proposal was out of order. And here's where their political cover was. The proposed change to the rule that he stated was not the rule that needs to be changed. Therefore, they called it out of order. Now, had he attached it to the right rule, I don't know if they would have found another way of shutting it down. But some of the other people said that if you vote for this, you're voting for passive-aggressive bullying in the Senate. Because then if you threaten, if you say something against someone, they say, oh, yeah, well, it is, you know, you'll have to prove it. And if you're wrong, you have to foot the bill. I don't know.
I don't see it as passive-aggressive.
Well, they got to call it something because they don't like it.
They don't like it, but it may shut down a lot of wasted time and distractions in the political game that gets played and get to work.
Here's the other thing that I would like to point out. For the Gang of Eight, including Tim Moore, they've got to be careful because Jeff Hoover is seemingly suffering the punishment and the penalties of a group of four. So you've got DeCesare and Meredith, and then you've got, I can't remember that other guy's name. I never can remember him. He's not from around here. So why is the Gang of Eight not going after them so solidly?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because he was the speaker? Are they saying, oh, because you're the speaker, you're causing us more harm and you're a greater distraction? These other guys, they're just laying low, not saying anything, and they're not going to run again. At least two of them aren't. But now Hoover says, I am running again.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, if you want Hoover removed from the House, because that's what they're challenging, to have him removed from the House. If you want Hoover out, then don't you want Meredith, DeCesare, and
guy number four,
and representative to be named later,
sure,
also out? So I'm just saying, I think you got to be consistent. Otherwise, Hoover's claims that this is just political because you didn't like me as speaker
right,
starts to get some traction.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe that's on the horizon. I don't know. The governor was on WHAS yesterday afternoon, and he went there. Well, I don't know what he's talking about. I've not heard the governor tell any lies about Speaker Hoover, former Speaker Hoover. But now I'm not with the governor 24 hours a day. So I don't.
When he and I talk, we never talked about Hoover.
I pretty much get his Twitter. You know, that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
Although, speaking of the governor's Twitter, like yesterday morning, he was tweeting out that he was getting ready to be on some morning show in Campbellsville with, you know, a guy named Larry and blah, blah. I was like, he never tweets out. He's going to call in and talk to us. Take that, Griswold.
Peggy. Could you get the governor on the phone?
Matthew Griswold.
I love that is his name.
Me too.
It is solid.
Right?
Solid.
Bible literacy classes being taught in some Kentucky public schools may violate the Constitution, says the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
The ACLU reviewed how several school districts taught the classes before sending a letter to the State Department of Education requesting the development of teaching guidelines. Education Development spokeswoman Rebecca Blessing says the agency is working to promote statewide academic standards for classes. The ACLU's review found a majority of school districts do not offer the classes. It's fairly new. It's only a year ago the legislation was passed. A lot of school systems just said, we don't have time to work this out. Our resources are taxed already.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really in a situation to expand curriculum. But they do sometimes appear to ride the line between studying the Bible as a work of literature and studying the Bible in a devotional manner. And so this is what the ACLU is standing by, just waiting to find someone doing it incorrectly. Someone who is blatantly abusing the law. So then they can challenge it, and then they can say, this has to be undone. It's unconstitutional. You can't have these. The letter advises the Education Department to monitor classes to ensure they comply with the Constitution, or it could face costly consequences. So we're going to have to put an atheist monitor in every one of these classes. They just stand over and wait. Nope, that's devotional. Nope, that's prayer-like. Nope. Is that?
We're going
to have traffic cop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're coming in, you got to bring a snack for everybody in the class.
We're going to need a really good center.
To go
in and monitor these classes.
You know, I would love for them to be there because the Word of God is powerful. Let them just sit and listen to that all day. I say roll them all in.
Roll them all in
and bathe them in the Word of God. Let's just see what happens. I'd like to just, what would happen?
A new report is out that says 18 states may introduce bedding bills in 2018.
Somebody cut the tag off a mattress bedding bill?
No, BETTING, sports betting.
Oh, I was hoping it was BEDD. Oh. That was much more fun.
So New Jersey sued.
Say Tennessee, D.C.
No.
Oh.
New Jersey filed suit to be able to expand and regulate sports betting.
Okay.
They're into it with the NFL because the NFL says no sports betting. And the NFL has always said, well, but sports betting is allowed in Las Vegas or in Nevada specifically, but I know Las Vegas. So they said, because for the purity of the game, And so people wouldn't think the fix is in. We want to keep those separate. So while it's okay here, that's not, we're not in a professional sports town. Well, now you have the NHL and you have the Raiders who are moving to Las Vegas. So Chris Christie stood up and said, hogwash.
Which is a fun word.
Yes, that's a fun word. He says, if that's what you've been doing, then you've violated your own thing. So now we should be able to, because remember, they have Atlantic City where they have gaming.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to have sports book in our casinos. And the NFL says, no, no, no. But now 18 states are going to file bills to expand and allow sportsbook in their own states. Now, a lot of this has to do with the games like FanDuel and what's the Kings, the one that says Kings, the app-based stuff where you can wager on your phone.
I got no idea.
But Kentucky is one of the 11 states that has already pre-filed some type of sports betting bill. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, West Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Indiana. They have also said that it is unlikely to happen in Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii. Now, here's where Kentucky is in a spot. We can't wager on sports. Well, now, wait a minute.
Somebody put a great big cover over Churchill Downs so nobody sees it.
Right. You know, it was for a long time. No, we can't have casino gaming because we don't want expanded gambling. Oh, yeah? Well, what about horse racing? Well, that's athletics. That's sports. Okay, well, let's expand sports book. Well, no.
That's too many books in the Commonwealth.
We can't do that.
We don't want any more books here.
This is the time of year also that I like to pay closer attention to legislative tracker to see what these legislators are filing in the form of bills.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, they don't have a chance of getting out of committee, but I like to look at them anyway. We have a legislator, and it's a female legislator, who has filed a bill that would make it illegal for you to take a picture driving by an accident scene.
Huh.
So you know how you go by an accident scene and people take a picture and then it ends up in social media?
Sure.
You talk about the most unenforceable law in the history of mankind. That would be like saying it's illegal to gossip. Gossip is illegal.
Yeah, pretty much. But I like her law. I think it's just not enforceable.
I think
the root of it, her intentions are good, and it's to protect people from sharing things on social media before it is a timely manner or from a trusted news source.
Understand the intent.
Right.
But also understand the First Amendment. In that, so that all falls under free speech, and you're allowed to take pictures of anything out. If you're out, anywhere and you have a camera.
Yep.
And so you can take a picture of anything you see, including that. Now, it may not be good. Mm-hmm. We may not like for it to happen. But you can't legislate that into not happening.
I wonder if the law says it's illegal to post it.
Well, I think that's the really only way you're going to find out about it, that it took place.
Saying.
But it's still not.
Couldn't that be what it says?
It would be the most. Listen, we've got laws we don't enforce now. We're not going to enforce that one.
But it's...
Even if it were to become law, it's not going to. Not gonna do it.
I will in my courtroom.
Not gonna do it. Cats won last night. Texas A&M was just a little bit worse than Kentucky at the right time.
I came in at the very last 7 minutes of the game, and the look on the husband's face was that of dismay.
Shoot, this team is just not fun. I can sort of tell about teams. I've had a hard time really enjoying this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least most of the time there's somebody that's a standout, and I kind of go, oh, I like that guy, or I like that guy. Yeah. Except for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the last few games have been like, bleh.
No John Walls.
Well, and it doesn't even take necessarily a John Wall, but I think there's a lot of talent on the team. They're just not a very good team. And so I don't...
You're making me blue, Kentucky.
Listen, when I'm willing to sit with her and watch reruns of Judge Judy instead of the UK game, something's up.
It's true.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You are blue.
They go to Vandy on Saturday. And Texas A&M goes to Tennessee. 74-73 was the final.
Sure.
The Cougars were in action last night. They hosted the Ohio County Eagles in JV and varsity action. Both the Cougars and Eagles couldn't hit the broadside of a barn early on.
I love that saying.
I know. Right? Try again.
So fun.
Come on, honey. Try
I also
again.
Like you couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle. I like that one a lot.
I couldn't pick up the bass fiddle is the reason why.
Cougars shot just 24% in the first half on 6 of 25 shooting. They trailed by 6, 20 to 14 at the half. They got as close as 3 in the second half, but could never catch up and lost 43 to 34. Nolan Schartzer led the Cougars with 11 points. By the way, the girls' game that was canceled from Monday moved to Friday has now been adjusted up to tomorrow. You follow that?
Mm-hmm.
The game that was going to happen this past Monday that got canceled and moved to this Friday is now being moved again. You can't call it postponed. It's preponed. It's preponed to tomorrow. Is preponed a word?
It sounds like a fun one.
It is now.
I'll take it.
I was talking with our buddy Chris Jesse on Friday, Transportation Cabinet. I was lobbying again. You know, I'm still working on Highway 79. He told me even though Patty Dunaway had retired, that there's still a chance that Highway 79, as bad a surface as it is, could be named for me.
I'd say it was her parting shot.
And so I have started a campaign of submitting names for roads that I feel like they will turn down on. So when they run through all of these, they'll have no choice but to put my name on such an unsmooth road.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Mark B. Big Mark B. Road.
I'm going to share these with you to see whether you think they're going to help my cause.
Okay.
Are you ready? Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
You know, is that where Heartbreak Hotel is?
That seems to me like they would pass on that one because they think it would be too kitschy, you know, too funny.
Yeah.
What about Drunk Drive?
Drunk Don't.
Right? Nobody wants to be on Drunk Drive.
True.
Jurassic Parkway.
I like this one a lot.
Okay.
I like it.
Vicious Circle.
I really like that one.
Yeah.
It's a vicious circle. Muhammad Ali.
I do like that one a lot, too.
That should be down on downtown Louisville.
Yes.
Muhammad Ali.
I was there going backwards yesterday.
Triple Heart Bypass.
That's one, too. I like it.
That's near quadruple heart bypass.
Yes.
USB drive.
Gotta live there someday.
No way.
Okay.
I think I do live there.
What's your street address? 123 No Way. Any town, USA. 12345. Route 666.
Not going there. Not going there.
Nobody wants that road. How about Psychopath?
I love it.
There's actually one of those in Traverse City, Michigan. There's a street called Psychopath.
Yeah, some people need to move there.
Yeah,
I know a few.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few.
And you know they'll turn down. This would be the last one they'll turn down before they put my name on it. Roadie McRoadface.
Oh, is that beside Patty McPoutface?
I like it.
I do too.
They blaze through all those. Surely they'll put my name on something one of these days.
Yes.
It'll be a dirt road. Yeah. A falling down bridge. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. To you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where no matter what gift-giving occasion you have, birthday, anniversary, or anything you can buy at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design, where they have Vera Bradley, Brighton, they have Case Knives, and Simply Southern Apparel, plus fresh cut floral anytime you need for any occasion at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Peculiar People Day.
Everybody ready?
I love Peculiar People. Like, really. Yeah.
Celebrating the leaders of the strange and unusual. Those who refuse to succumb to the world's idea of what is normal.
Ooh. I love those types of people.
Yeah, I do too.
Peculiar. Ain't that peculiar? Meghan Markle, soon to be Princess Meghan Markle, has deleted all of her social media accounts.
I don't blame her.
Well, I wouldn't say that I would blame her, but I saw a piece this morning of them being out doing a radio appearance, actually, in like South London yesterday. But I'm wondering if it's a requirement of the royal family.
Well, that's what I was just thinking.
But I'm wondering if it's a requirement because they are a brand, or is it a requirement because it's a security risk?
Mm.
See, I would think that as visible as they are, I would think that they have, well, it's a little bit, I don't know that I want to liken the royal family to the Pope, but you know how the Swiss Guard is in protecting the Vatican and the Pope. You'll have ne'er-do-wells who are looking to cause chaos and terror. I would imagine that people would be similar, would have similar threats and things against the royals. So is this a way, you know, they're sort of in a bubble?
I would say it's security. You know, social media leaves breadcrumbs for people who want to cause harm or stalk, or it just cuts down on the ability to obtain information.
But for someone who's led a celebrity life and has been in the public eye like that, it's an interesting liberty to surrender.
It may be refreshing, because I'm going to guess it's harder to be a celebrity in social media than what we think.
Yeah, you're probably right. I would say
it's harder than it is rewarding.
Well, and everyone's just waiting for you to say something
wrong.
People
are so mean and hateful.
So you've heard about, if you read a lot of the popular parenting books, there are some books written about the French and the way they parent, and the Chinese and the way they parent. Now there's a new book out called Achtung Baby, and it's about Germans, how they parent. And so there's cultural differences, and I sort of admire some of these. So, for instance, schools teach German kids traffic and mobility education. So one of the things that they do is they go out and learn what street signs, road signs, all those things, what they mean. They actually go out and have exercises. And parents are discouraged from driving their children to school.
Because they want them to ride public transportation to learn this?
They want them to walk. They want them to navigate to school. Okay. And again, remember, Germany, much smaller than the United States. You have a more Berg-oriented, you have smaller towns, older, you know, more...
Feels a little bit like free-range parenting.
More
like
dense population type of thing.
Yeah,
well,
right.
But for instance, if you're out walking with your kids in Germany, and they're on their bike or their scooter, it is not uncommon for the kid to go charging ahead of the parents.
Right.
Well, here in the United States, we would be, no, that's too far.
Come back.
Don't go. Don't get too far. But what happens in Germany is that when the kid gets to the next intersection of the street, the kid stops. Because that's the way they've been taught, is that when you get to an intersection, you stop and you... So it's that very regimented type of... It's just a different... It's learning your way in the world. Without being that helicopter, or, as I remembered again yesterday, lawnmower parent that's going mowing everything out of the way that could be, that's how you learn. You don't, you're not going to learn anything from a homogenized world.
That's how we parent, though. We parent by go do it, and I'm going to stand back here and watch you.
Right. But we just.
And I'll need more of a bumper guard.
Now, Germany might also be the country that if you do something to harm our kids, we're just going to decapitate you.
Yeah,
I mean, that could
that's
be.
Not, yeah, I don't parent like that.
I don't know.
I do believe you have to be able to live in the situation, make decisions, and let them be character building.
Last week, kids sometimes have to fall down.
Absolutely.
They got to fall down and scrape their knee.
With the Band-Aid,
you got to fall down and scrape their knee.
I'm not going to catch you and then sue the sidewalk because you fell down. Come on.
Darn you, concrete. Last week we gave you a list of words that a university says need to be removed from the English language.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a list of words that are being encouraged that we should use more often into the English language. This comes from Wayne State University. They're word warriors, words that should be retrieved from the linguistic cellar. Inseparable.
Say it again.
Insuperable. That is impossible to overcome. It's insuperable. Eucatastrophe. It's EU and then catastrophe.
So far, these are just tongue-tying.
A sudden and favorite resolution of events in a story. Otherwise, a happy ending. Frangible. Fragile and brittle.
Oh, fragile.
Sounds like fruit. Frangible. Couth.
We use couth a
I
lot.
I love couth.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like couth as well.
Mm-hmm. Could we shovel some out? Bet you get a scoop of couth today.
By the way, in case you don't know what couth means, in case Teresa Buckles wasn't your mother, you'd say, you have no couth. Right. Cultured, refined, and well-mannered. If yes. you've got couth, you're well-mannered.
You got please and thank you.
If you're couthy. Couthy and toothy. Compunction.
Compunction.
Compunction is a feeling of guilt or moral scruple that prevents or follows the doing of something bad.
Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. You can keep that one.
If you've never heard of it, you might be a victim of it.
It keeps
If you've never heard
target.
Of compunction, yeah. you probably don't yeah. practice it.
Yeah, mine keeps me in check.
Or recognize it. Recondite of a subject or knowledge. That's R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. Nugatory.
Oh, please use that one in a sentence.
N-U-G-A-T-O-R-Y. Of no value or importance. You, sir, are nugatory.
Oh, I was hoping it was where
this
they...
is great.
It's where they make the nougat for candy bars. Mm-hmm. Made in the nugatory.
Bilious is spiteful and bad-tempered. You, sir, are bilious and nugatory.
I got a couple of those in my life.
Literal. L-I-T-T-O-R-A-L. Relating to or situated on the shore of the sea or a lake. What are you doing this weekend? I'll be down on the literal.
Literally.
Literally on the literal. And picaresque.
Oh, that goes on a taco.
Relating to the episodic style of fiction dealing with the adventures of a rough and dishonest but appealing hero. Now, I'm okay if that one stays away.
I like taco better.
That's not even any fun. Told you in the first segment that this is the time of year that I like to pay attention to bills that are getting pre-filed or filed in legislatures. Because sometimes you get these legislators that to appease one of their constituents, mm-hmm. they'll go ahead and file the bill, even though they know there's not a snowball's chance that it's going to go anywhere. Not only in the Commonwealth, but around the country as well. So that led me to looking at other laws that perhaps need to be filed here in the Commonwealth. And I have found a law from New Mexico that I'm going to have to talk to one of our legislators about.
Okay.
A New Mexico law states that idiots are not allowed to vote.
What's the litmus test?
That's me.
Thank you. That's the beauty of it. There's no clear definition. So I'd like to volunteer service.
I'll stand the machine.
I'll be the authority.
I normally do not volunteer, but I would volunteer with
this. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 to move.
Company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hand. And the gun, I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me.
Did you know? New York's area code is 212 because it was fastest to dial on a rotary phone.
Oh, okay.
Ah, makes sense.
And we got stuck with crappy 502.
Yeah.
All the way to the end, and then nearly back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I do miss the rotary phone.
Just the sound.
Yeah. You had to work for it. I better have a lot of things to say because my hand is worn out.
There was no speed dial. Unless you were in New York.
There was
no
Siri.
The speed dial.
There was no Siri.
212. Here's today's water cooler question. Up for grabs. Four tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters this weekend at the Yum Center. I think Friday and Sunday, I think, are the two dates. You got to answer today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000. 7 out of 10 dads will not allow their children to touch this in the home. 7 out of 10 dads will not allow the children to touch this in the home. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. No.
Really?
7 out of 10 dads.
I wasn't allowed to touch this.
Would not allow.
You know, we didn't have any in our house. We would visit people's houses. We were always, don't touch those. But I wanna. Oh, shoot.
Charlie Rose has been replaced on CBS This Morning. Face the Nation's John Dickerson will fill that seat on CBS This Morning.
Okay.
So when I do watch morning television, I do watch CBS, and one of the reasons that I do is because it is news and it's not all that celebrity crap that the others put on there. I don't want it. I don't need to know about Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't need to know about. I know where to get entertainment news,
you know,
and it's not from.
That's the thing. Good Morning America is no longer news. It's sheer entertainment. It's a talk show.
It's just promoting ABC programs. Is
yes.
all that it is.
It does.
All right, let's go to Danielle. Danielle, 7 out of 10 dads won't let their kids touch this in the home.
The stove.
The stove. Don't touch the hot stove. It's hot. Not what we're looking for. Keep trying. Ashley.
Is it the remote?
The remote.
Nope.
Ooh, that's a good, good one.
That's
more like 10 out of 10 dads.
Yes.
7 out of 10. Keep trying. Logan.
The thermostat.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Mundo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go touching it.
That's the standoff with Jason and I. That's our biggest argument.
Yes.
Really? Our only argument. Yes.
Hold on, Logan.
The funny thing is,
Special Kayla's going to get your information.
He turns it up and I turn it down.
I don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I do, I tell him, hey, that was really hot.
Did a bad thing. Seriously, we were told not to touch people's deer heads when we went in their house.
That is so crazy to me.
Don't go
sorry.
Petting the animal heads on someone's wall. It was frowned
so
upon. We didn't have in our house. You go to somebody's house that has 100 dead animals on the wall. A little kid wants to pick its nose or touch its antlers,
it's
right?
It's not a petting zoo.
I have been told that. Don't touch the dead animals in the house.
Goodness.
It's a real thing.
In a few weeks, the Super Bowl, which the Super Bowl party menu still in flux. However, we do know following the Super Bowl, which will be held in Minneapolis, and it's on NBC,
mm-hmm.
The Tonight Show is having a special live show after the Super Bowl. And it will include Justin Timberlake, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the cast of This Is Us, and more. Who will be there on? You have Chrissy Metz and Sterling K. Brown, Justin Hartley, Mandy Moore. This Is Us was back last night, by the way. Kind
so
of
good.
A.
Oh my goodness!
I don't
so
know if
good.
I'd call it a breakthrough episode, but change the
closer, yeah.
change the conversation
yep.
to where you can see where they're going to go with the storyline in the coming episodes.
Totally in so. The dark. I've not.
You'd
I've
really
not
like
able,
it.
I know
you
I would.
Would really,
I've not
really
had
like
time
it.
Time to sit and start.
Here's
it.
The other
oh,
thing
it's
about
so
it
good.
Is it's good television mm-hmm. that there's not a lot of gratuitous sex or
Yay.
The language
Nothing
and all
like,
that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just it's good.
Just life.
And I think you'll find portions of most every family in this show at
I
some level.
I think the problem is I can't go back and catch it on Netflix or anything yet, right?
Well, you can probably watch it on NBC.com. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I hadn't even considered that.
Tina Turner will receive a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award end of the month. Other honorees will include Queen, Emmylou Harris, and New Orleans funk group The Meters.
Hmm.
Grammys end of the month, January 28th. The Grammys are between the conference championships in the NFL and the Super Bowl. That's how you always remember that. Ed Sheeran. So, see this photo? Who is that?
God, love it.
Okay.
That is not Ed Sheeran.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, wow.
This is a British kid who works in a supermarket, and he looks spitting image of Ed Sheeran. And so people will deliberately go to this supermarket just to take selfies with him.
That's awesome.
Does he get tips?
Well, I don't know.
Does he have girlfriends?
Well, I don't know. He's... But can you imagine looking that resembling...
His Lloyd Dumb and Dumber haircut's going to have to go.
Yeah,
can he get a little towel?
Not...
Tousling his way there.
It's not, most ideal.
That's hysterical.
And I don't know if this will be a heartbreaker or not, but American Idol is ridding themselves of bad auditions. So that was one of the things that we loved about American Idol. Yes?
Yes.
Were the people that were under the... They were delusional.
Chee-bang! Chee-bang!
Right. No more William Hung. We wouldn't know William Hung.
Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground.
Changed my life.
We wouldn't know any of that without those bad auditions. But in the reboot of American Idol, no more. Guess we got to take them serious now. Going to get to a break. We'll be back with more. We'll finish it up for the morning here on In the Know with K105 and AM870 The Moose. MB's point to ponder for today. Aren't there really two primary categories of churches? You got the hand waving and the non hand waving.
What? You mean, are you talking about worship or are you talking about waving?
Worship service in churches.
Oh, yeah.
Through services, you got the hand
you
wavers.
You
got
to call it what we call it. I'm a window wiper.
And then,
yeah, I'm a window washer.
Do you ever pull the touchdown Jesus?
Yes, a lot. And I do the reverence. Yeah, no, I'm a
how about
super
the,
worshiper.
Hold my baby?
No, I've never done that one. Only in a play. When it was like, Jesus.
What about the Simba one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Simba. Jesus is here. Yes. I did that once in a play. They didn't invite me back.
No, they didn't. And then you've got a hole, though. Then on the other side, you got the non-hand
people
wavers.
Move when I get into the room.
No,
they know that I need some
hand-waving whatsoever.
If I just had those light cone things they give air traffic controllers, I could let the Holy Spirit know where to go.
I think
over
the sanctuary
here,
would be empty by the time you did. You'd be directing people out the exits.
They're just
over here.
Glad I have not brought my tambourine to church I got for Christmas. Some of them are hoping I do.
It's only a matter of time before you do.
It really is.
On television tonight, Chris Hemsworth is on Jimmy Kimmel. Saoirse Ronan is on Fallon tonight. So when she hosted Saturday Night Live, she's in that new movie that Greta Gerwig directed. When she hosted Saturday Night Live, they made up a funny song to get her name, like on how her name is pronounced. And it was kind of catchy because her name is S. A-O-I-R-S-E. So it looks like Sa-O-R-S. So she said it's Saoirse. Rhymes with inertia.
Oh.
And so I'm like, great, got it.
Got it. That helps.
Saoirse. And then Judd Apatow and Aaron Sorkin are on Corden tonight. That ought to be pretty good. The Amazing Race, back on CBS tonight. Apparently, something that's never happened in 30 seasons, you know, the 29 previous seasons of Amazing Race is going to happen tonight. I don't know what that is, but I guess we'll find out.
Hmm. I've never watched it.
Today's highlight in history, this date in 1776, Thomas Paine anonymously published his first influential pamphlet, Common Sense, which argued for American independence from British rule. We know how that turned out. In 1861, Florida became the third state to secede from the Union. John D. Rockefeller incorporated Standard Oil this date in 1870. Had you heard Loretta Lynn fell and broke her hip?
No, I had not.
Her sister, Crystal Gale, was out yesterday saying that she was doing as well as she could. But the reason I was reminded, she and Mooney, Loretta Lynn and Mooney got married this date in 1948. Now, the reason it was a little bit interesting, she was 15, he was 21, but the marriage lasted until his death in 1996.
Wow.
In 2000, America Online announced it was buying Time Warner for $162 billion. The merger was a disaster, and they split up in 2009. That's some serious canned goods to split up, $162 billion worth. And 1 year ago today, an unrepentant Dylan Roof was sentenced to death in Charleston, South Carolina. Birthdays today, Rod Stewart is 73 today.
Woo.
George Foreman is 69 today. Thank you for that grill. Singer Pat Benatar is 65 today, and Jared Kushner is 37.
How many Georges does George have?
At least five. I know at least five, but perhaps more. Chart toppers. 1958 was the year. Danny and the Juniors. You can rock it. You can roll it. You can drive it like you stole it. No, that's not it.
Rock it, you can roll it, stop and even stroll it, that's a hop, 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 hop. When a record starts spinning, eat your lips and when you're chicken, that's a hop, 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 hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation, that's a hop, hop, hop.
At the hop.
At the hop.
Oh, baby. Let's go to the hop. Oh, baby. Let's go to the 1960s. In fact, we'll go to 1967. Aaron Neville.
And I'm not a little boy.
By the way, Aaron Neville from New Orleans, Louisiana. Can I just say, I'm pulling for the Saints.
Are you?
Yeah, I want the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Don't play with my heart. The griddle.
It makes me furious.
Yeah, I want. I want I want Cajun food.
I don't. Okay. I don't know that I'm a big fan. We'll see. Jason will be.
Jambalaya? You don't want jambalaya?
No, it's jambalaya. I can't say that I've ever had.
I love it. I'm just mean Harper Mitts. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm. You don't really want me to.
Go to the 1970s.
We don't have enough time.
Sure, we've got all day. We just have to be finished by the time the show starts tomorrow.
It was dark on the moon on the 6th of June.
1976.
And a kid pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
I'm sure every little boy loves
Hey, by the way, just if you get 1,500 shows in the book, can't you do just about anything?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Not that we haven't already. But hey, if you really want me to turn loose, I got some things to say.
I have a feeling it's going to be a big year.
I think it is going to be a big year.
I think it's going to be a big year on the show.
In my heart, in my soul,
1985.
We could mash up Wind Beneath My Wings for this, and I would probably just go on in. Take my life, Jesus.
You like Wind Beneath My Wings?
No.
Oh. Oh, it would kill you.
Oh. Be kilt or worse.
Kilt or even worse. 1994, I believe, was the year. 1994, Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting.
They're a
Santa
fan.
But he's Canadian. You ever heard Jimmy Fallon do his Sting impersonation?
Not that I can think of. No.
Solid.
Yeah, he's solid on pretty much everything he does.
Fa-la-la, that's what he was doing. He's doing Christmas songs in Sting style. Fa-la-la, fa-la-la.
So strange. I am beautiful.
Christina.
No matter what
in 03.
Words can't bring me down.
Hey, have you all seen the video of the of Celine Dion and her show the other night? Mm-mm. She brought somebody up on the stage. She brought a lady up on the stage, and they basically had to remove the lady.
No,
or
no.
How she was acting.
Oh,
she. How do I say it? Cousin Eddie would say she had some Mississippi leg hound in her.
Okay. So Celine brought her up. She didn't force herself
on
stage.
She's making her part of the show, like, and she didn't expect that was the type of reaction she was going to get.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it was awkward.
Of all like, the people to pick, you picked her.
Yeah, anyway, it's out there. I saw it on something the other day. I thought, oh, dear. Poor Celine Dion. I think she finally, after they got it settled down, that she, like, fell over. Like, she laid down on the stage, like, ah.
So, warm
poor
out.
Celine, yeah.
Yeah, she probably won't do that anymore.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Be true to yourself because there are only a few people that will stay true to you. Be true to yourself because there are only a few people that will stay true to you. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.